Was Summer Commuter, and yes. I'd like to welcome you here, John.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here. It's always nice to come out to the suburbs.
You said you were from the suburbs?
Well, I grew up in the suburbs, but then you can only take so much, but it's nice to come back.
Country boy moved out today.
It's nice to come back. No, I've been thinking about it. Actually, I've been exploring Western Jersey lately with the idea of going out there and maybe for the summer, spacing out.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's
I'm
nice.
From Western Jersey myself.
Yeah, I know.
Nice to sit out with the cows in the cornfield and all that stuff. So basically, the utmost question in everyone's mind is about
question.
The record here.
Question.
A question. Let's see, we have any unrehearsed questions here? Well, why don't we first start off by asking a little bit about the album and how you came about. I know a little bit of the background here, so why don't you fill everybody else in? You sort of produced the album sort of through the back door, as it were.
Yeah, I guess that's my way of doing things, although not intentionally, but that's what seems to happen. It evolved over the course of a year, mostly as a result of trying to find a new mode, a new method of music, different from the singer-songwriter kind of thing, which is what I was into prior to this album. And it just meant a lot of experimentation in the studio and at home, and finally coming up with something that I thought was significant, and then just going ahead and doing it.
Okay, you sort of produced this album almost all by yourself. The only other name on the record I see is Chris Adams.
Yeah, Chris Adams plays drums on all songs. Chris is a woman. She's a really real hot drummer. In fact, on this album, she's playing in a very restrained kind of style, which is not her usual approach. She's usually a rock drummer and really
does she play with other
bands? She plays with a group called The Core, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they play around tracks, Gildersleeves, places like that. But the whole idea behind this album was a lot of restraint and aiming for a trance kind of feeling. And a lot of thought went into exactly what each part is doing. Maybe too much thought, I don't know, but we did get it done finally, so I guess that's what counts.
We were before alluding to the huge record conglomerate, 22 Records, which has how many records in it, John?
22. One out, but there's more on the way. We have a couple other groups that'll be coming out soon, and a few other singles, who I don't want to name right now because they're still on the way. But I think it will be a bona fide company.
Well, saying that you have your own basic record company, that's your job, and you're sort of doing this as a sideline.
Well, my job is working in the studio at Crossfire, and I'm closely affiliated with them. So I'm pretty closely tied into the music business as a whole.
Do you find that having the extra studio time has been more of a help?
Oh, yeah, that's really one of the things that made the album possible, not only to have the time to complete an album, but the time to experiment and try to make sure I was satisfied with what was finally released, because a lot of groups, unfortunately, just don't have the means to, put down thousands of dollars for studio time. But if you haven't got that problem, you can you have a huge advantage.
Sounds like you're wearing all the hats, from ranging from musician
to
producer to engineered and everything.
Right.
Else.
It must
be a distinct advantage. You don't have to worry about communication problems anyway.
I mean, that's a good point, because I do play most of the tracks on the album, and I didn't really start out with that intention. And we just started out working and evolving and seeing what happened. And if you listen to the songs closely, you'll see that they're composed, they're not really songs to begin with, but they're composed of a lot of parts. Repetition is a very important element of the total concept, and all the parts are pretty simple. And I found that even though I knew or know plenty of great players, especially seeing them, you know, all the time, I found that I could execute the parts with more feeling than even super players who were expert on their particular instrument, bass, guitar, or whatever. And that too much virtuosity really was not what was needed in this particular type of music. It was really just the gut feeling behind each part.
I remember the first time that you called up on the phone, you in describing the album, you were mentioning that you tried to use sounds that were different, and you didn't want to stick with the traditional
sound.
Right,
that's really funny. I remember you were the first DJ I called up with this new record.
How did you go about trying to get these different sounds? It's very difficult, even with synthesizers and things. There's so many cliche sounds around. It's
right. Well, synthesizers have been around for a while, of course, and a lot of bands use them. But a lot of bands just use them and just turn it on the square wave or whatever, and use a horn sound or whatever. So, if you want to try to put together an interesting sounding thing, you aim for interesting sounds, and different sounds in themselves, regardless of the part they're playing, seem to convey a mood or a gut feeling. And all the parts are really, see, the main difference that I see between, or the main starting point between this album and other albums, was that it was not just rock and roll music, but it's really a kind of a trance intention, and in that it's not aimed so much at conscious mind listening as it is body reaction. And in certain respects it has that in common with dance music, which is certainly aimed to get your body moving, but it's not primarily dance music. It's really to develop a kind of a trance feeling. And I even thought of starting a category or whatever called trance rock, which may be a good description of what it's at. And there are a few other people who are into trance music, Phil Glass, for example, but there aren't really too many rock groups that are into being laid back enough to...
You have people like Klaus Schulze and that sort of thing, just, you know, really, just, those are really just spacing out. Uh-huh. You're talking about trance, it's sort of like turn the
mind
off.
Well,
that's
a group I'm not familiar with, but there may be other people around doing it, I certainly hope so.
Yeah. Some early Tangerine Dream was also similar to that.
Yeah, except the difference is that there's no vocals with those people, as far mm-hmm. as I know, and I don't know if they use real drums or not. But I used a lot of acoustic sources, too. I didn't want to get into being classified as an electronic group, so there are real drums, a lot of acoustic sounds, a lot of background vocals, a lot of melody, although the melodies are very simple, but they're carefully thought out. A lot of instruments will just hang on one note, for example, for a long time throughout a piece, and a lot of other instruments will work around those pedal points, if you want to use that as a parallel.
As far as the themes of the songs, the one we just heard, Summer Commuter, was that from a story, or you just happened to be on a beach watching
Summer Commuter? How did I get it's the way all these songs came about was really a lot of fun and a great experience, because I really had no idea of how I was going to evolve the music, and it just really happened and happened to work out. It happened to reach a conclusion that I like, so it became an album. But previously, I used to write songs with a guitar and voice, and sometimes have an idea in mind.
Do you record
that? I'd
want
to. Oh yeah, not
bring any down. Hear the difference.
I have tons of tapes. That would have been interesting. Yeah, but anyway, these songs all started with usually a bass riff. It was the first thing that came down.
So you wrote the music before you figured out the lyrics.
Yeah, the lyrics always came about half or three quarters of the way through through the song, and sometimes they were related to an idea which was floating around somehow, or sometimes they just evolved spontaneously from who knows where. Summer Commuter, I think, was just a piece that I wrote on a vacation at one point, not having any particular intention for it, and then it just somehow connected with that song. The idea of seeing it. Oh, that's right. I did see the scene. It was a very bizarre scene on a beach. A guy had just arrived off the plane, and real life.
I can relate to a guy in a shirt and tie walking
on
the beach.
It was on Martha's Vineyard, as a matter of fact, at sunset, and there's a lot of commuters from the city who go to Martha's Vineyard.
Perfect.
And so about half of the, maybe half of the lyrics are drawn from real life, half of them are drawn from fantasy.
Okay, well, we're going to fantasize into another one here.
Let's just go down the line.
50-mile radius?
Yeah, that's... They're all real favorites.
Little tidbit here on this one before
well,
we let it
50
roll?
Mile Radius was inspired kind of by, it's a very city kind of song, mostly inspired by the feelings of decay in the city, and kind of near where I live on West 23rd, there's a lot of decaying industrial areas that seem to have a lot of character for some reason. Decaying areas generally seem to have character, and it's a song, there's no lyrics, but the music is intended to kind of convey the desolation of areas like
so we'll
that.
We'll close our eyes and picture the west side of Manhattan.
Okay.
Okay. That was called Ordinary Mood, and just preceding that we heard 50 Mile Radius and listened to a few things off of his album I Am a Model. And we were just talking about the beginnings of the record and how that came about and everything. As far as where you're going, you were just mentioning to me that you were having some plans as far as doing things, performing it. Remember when we talked earlier, you had mentioned that that was something that you were not interested in doing. And seems like you've changed your mind.
Well, it wasn't that I wasn't interested, although maybe that's true. But I was just so much involved in getting the record out that I didn't have time to really think about performing.
That seems like an area that you're totally unfamiliar with from your background as far as...
Oh, no, I've done a lot of performing, but mostly as a single a couple of years ago with an acoustic guitar and a voice, never with this particular kind of music. But I think what it's coming down to, or at least something I'm going to try and see how it goes, is that it'll be a kind of a multimedia presentation, probably using a lot of tapes and maybe doing some stuff live, aiming for a kind of a dramatic impact, which would not really be possible if it were just trying to play the music on stage.
More of a audio-visual
effect?
Yeah,
definitely, definitely. So The first idea was just to get a bunch of players together and try to recreate the album, or just recreate a good feeling, not necessarily aim for the same thing, which would be just playing music live, and which is certainly fun. But I've just been reminded, I guess, by people like Laurie Anderson, who are very definitely working in the art performance kind of field. There seems to be a growing audience for people who want something besides just seeing a rock band or whatever, and that's the kind of area that I'm aiming for. So what it would be composed of, I guess, would be very strong visual content, things happening on a screen, either film footage or still shots, interaction with people on a stage, with the screen and with the music, and with props, which are an essential part of the performance. And
you're talking something along the idea of theatrics, costumes and players.
Well,
and that
trying
sort
to
of
keep
thing,
trying to keep it as simple as possible, but yeah, definitely like that. And I'd probably be working with a few other people, probably actors or musicians who would be very inclined towards acting. Although you don't have to be. It wouldn't be going to see a play. It would be the acting is very minimal. The entire presentation coming together is what creates the effect. It's not so much creating a melodramatic mood or anything on stage. But even as I go around to clubs lately, I've been spending a lot of time in clubs just seeing what's happening and what I think might go over. The feeling I get is that people, whenever an act comes on, people always stop and just watch the act, whatever it is, even if it's this rock band, just trying their best to get the people moving. I feel so sorry for some of them, because I don't know why, I guess they've been having great music over the PA system, mm-hmm. and it's really tough for a band to compete with records, because the records are just, fine-tuned in a studio to sound just great. That's one problem live bands have. Plus, people just want to watch the act, so they just stand there wherever it is and just watch the act. So I think presenting something with a really strong visual content would be very interesting. And the content itself, of course, is pretty critical. And you can do things in a club that you can't do on film or on TV. You can get into some very kinds of significant adult things. And I've been trying to figure out exactly to what extent I want to go to, but the themes are certainly involving important issues, which would be presented in hopefully strong ways. And the way the music would work in is that I think what I'm going to do is first compose the visual around the themes suggested by the songs, and then go back to the music and remix the music entirely to suit the live performance, so that it'd be a very different musical presentation from what's on the record. For example, each song has many different tracks. I may just take one track of a very interesting sound and run that for 15 seconds and be an entirely different mix, plus doing a few things musically live on stage too to kind of round it out.
So it's going to be a real...
That's basically it. It's,
is this definitely in the works, or is this just
definitely,
like a,
yeah, I've started,
an idea in the
back? I actually cleaned out my loft space where I live. I've moved all the furniture to one corner, and I have a big open space, and I have a Super 8 camera set up, and I've
been practicing
shooting, shooting some footage. I had did some stuff for 50-mile radius, possibly. Got some ideas for that, which probably not worth going into, but... But yeah, it's actually very excited about it, and I hope that it'll get a good
when would
reaction
we
from
be able to expect it.
I want to try to get it out in September, October. Work all summer on it.
Sounds
and
good.
Have it ready to go. Yeah.
So do you have other material that you'd be including also, or is
I
just
think,
really what you
yeah,
have on the
I
album
think
here?
There's no need for new material. I think just using the sounds that are on that tape, you could probably get a couple different records out of it, depending on what you stressed and what you did.
This next one that we're going to hear, it's called Restaurant, and I can see where a little theatrical presentation of that would fit in very easily. That's probably one of your more
Restaurant is one of my
obvious
favorite ones. Well, I mean, the idea, again, is they wouldn't just be literal enactments of the scenes, although...
Interpretation.
Although they might be.
I could see where you could, when you listen to the song, there's a narration rather than the singing going involved with it.
Right.
It's at times difficult to understand the words exactly as they're going through, unless you have the sleeve in here.
Unless you have the lyrics.
But basically it's a story about a posh crowded restaurant.
Right.
And
do you want to read the vocals as we go along on this, through this one?
Seeing that you were the one who did it, you may read along with yourself. You probably have the timing down. You think you can do it? Or would that be difficult?
Let's not do it.
Okay,
we might just mess it up. But the vocals are in the back, not because they're, I don't think they're important, but we always went for a music mix, because that was always the main thing, to let the music work on you. And I seem to always find that no matter how far back vocals were, if you're listening on headphones or if you're really getting into a mix, you can always get the lyrics, especially after you've heard it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
and if you have the album, you've read it, so you know what the lyrics are. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so turn up your stereo, put your headphones on, try to listen as careful as you can to the lyrics. And this is called Restaurant. Back after a dose of Polyclimate, which the lyrics of which mean nothing, I guess.
That's exactly true. No, it's kind of a whimsical, cathartic way to end the whole thing.
If you hadn't guessed by that comment, it's the last song in the second song.
Right.
Something I want to get into in some of the last few remaining minutes that we have is a little bit about the technical aspects of the recording and you know, the fact that you're involved with the performance and the
mm-hmm.
engineering and the recording aspects
uh-huh,
of it.
Right.
I personally have not been exposed too much to all of the multi-track recording techniques and all of that
uh-huh.
other thing. Do you want to go into some of, not too technical, but some of the technical aspects, maybe some of the equipment that you use and that sort of thing?
Well, Yeah, equipment, just briefly, a lot of digital delay lines, which not only give you a doubling effect, but also give you some very strange musical effects, changing pitch and so on. But maybe the most interesting thing for people who are interested in studio technique would just be the way that we recorded it. And usually I use the click track, which is putting down a steady metronome sound, which gives you an exact beat. And recording drums on top of that. Many times we would put down one drum at a time instead of recording the whole set at once. Record a bass drum.
The advantage to that?
Well, we became pretty fanatic about being really precise, thinking that precision was really the main thing that gave a drum sound its power, especially when you're working with a very sparse drum sound, and the drum sound is real sparse. So
it's strange you say that, because to me it sounds very full, but I guess it's probably because they all hit it.
If you think about it, the snare is only rarely hitting on 2 and 4 of each measure, and usually, you know, you'll have the bass drum hitting on 1, snare hitting on 2, and so on. But the snare will occasionally hit maybe once every one measure, once every 2 measures, but it's a very full sound when it comes out, a lot of reverb on it, and more
right.
Some compression, whatever compression kind of tightens it up. And also you get very good isolation on your drum sound, so if you want to use a drum sound later on to trigger something else, for example your synthesizer, you have just one drum on one track, and you have a lot of flexibility in terms of manipulation. A lot of times the hi-hat, for example, will go through a noise gate and trigger a synthesizer, which is going to the noise gate. A lot of interaction between parts, all trying to aim for a more precise sound without getting too sterile or anything like that.
You had mentioned that you did a lot of acoustic things involved too. As far as the synthesizers and things, are you saying that most of the things you didn't use the synthesizers on?
Lot of synthesizer. I guess I was thinking about just hand percussion in terms of acoustic stuff and vocals.
The synthesizers, are they more triggered by the drums, as you said, or keyboards?
Quite often, but many times I'll be playing it also. Triggered in terms of percussion sounds, but very often playing it also. The bass is actually a guitar going through a pitch change device, which I decided upon instead of using a regular bass because I like the sound better. It's a little dirtier sound. I'm sure that'll make those devices become something. But that was a lot of fun.
Well, I guess one of the advantages of doing it yourself is if you want to change something around, you have the option to do as something that we're going to listen to.
Until you drive yourself completely nuts.
You had one of the songs, Goodbye, you had been played at some clubs, and in fact,
right.
We had played
right.
it during part of the marathon,
right.
Things Over at the Dirt. And you had gotten some feedback from some DJs at those clubs as far as, you know, the sounds of that and from other sources, and you remixed it.
Right, so the idea was to release Goodbye as a club single and to remix it suited for clubs. So what it did basically was to bring the drums up a little bit, to extend it. There's a longer beginning, a break section in the middle, a little snappier ending. Took out a few guitars and put in more percussion parts. There's more space between the percussion parts, which I think would sound better in a club when things are playing at 20,000 megawatts.
Okay, everybody turn your stereos up. Blast your neighbors out. Okay, the basic speed of it has stayed the same.
Yeah,
I remember
it's
you
same,
were originally
same
talking
tracks.
That of changing that, but this,
right.
The speed of it is
right. Not that
the same. Okay, so this is for those of you who have heard the Goodbye, which you probably have on the station before, this is a extended club version with those changes John just mentioned, and we'll listen to it right now.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
real ending? Is that's a long one, as we were just saying here in the studio, for people who don't know how to say goodbye, I guess. Just a few closing things. As you mentioned, you're going to be putting the show on the road, so to speak.
I hope so. That's at least
what's... And that sounds very exciting.
The current name.
And that will be in regular clubs or in theaters or types of things?
Well, I think I'll probably start in clubs in New York City. There's a lot of different size clubs, medium size, small clubs. And then maybe if it's a success, try to start touring colleges,
mm-hmm.
which has been colleges have been a really strong audience so far.
It sounds like it'd be quite a financial expenditure to put on a theatrical performance or visual performance like you're talking about.
That's the... We'll see.
It sounds like if you're starting the club sort of thing, you're going to have difficulty recouping
that sort of thing. I don't think it'll take too much expense. Maybe some equipment, projectors, and so on. But
as far as the record's concerned, we got it down to the station, what was it, March of this year? Was that when it first was released?
Yeah.
And how are things going as far as distribution? You're distributing it yourself?
No, I'm working with quite a few distributors, and it's going pretty well. It's building gradually but very steadily, which is very nice, meaning that if it keeps building, it'll eventually break.
Sounds good. That just reminded me, just before we went on mic, before we started this whole thing, you were talking about naming 22 records, and I always thought it was because it was 22nd Street, and you said that was not the major reason.
One of the reasons, but the number 22 seems to always keep coming up, and turns out that it's a number of mystical significance. It's a very powerful number, so seeing as how I did that 22nd Street, it seemed like a logical choice for a company name. So
it's mystical, right? Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for coming down and
thank you very much. It was really my pleasure, Jeff. And
we're going to end with...
Anything else we can do in the future, count me in.
Okay. John was down for the marathon. He manned the phones there one on Tuesday evening.
That was
evening,
great
I
fun,
believe.
Too. Yeah, whatever it was.
And he also was very generous and donated quite a few albums for giveaways for the marathon. So on behalf of the rest of the station, I'd like to thank you for that, too.
Great. You're welcome.
We're going to end up with, I guess, the title track of the album, I Am a Model.
Okay.
WFMU East Orange, New Jersey.